So, Aaron Holcraft, welcome on our podcast today. Really interested in hearing about your Instagram that you started. Is it more than just Instagram?
Yeah, I do Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Okay.
Instagram goes right to Facebook, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all the same thing, though.
I thought you were just on Instagram.
No, I just copy it off Instagram, put it on YouTube and TikTok, too. So,
you're a teacher by day.
Yeah.
You're one of our kids' teachers. Yes. But then you do this at night.
Yeah, I do it at night or on the weekend. So, cool. Yeah.
So how'd you get into, it's food-based.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like culinary stuff. I mean, we're flipping through it and it's like, I could never do half of this stuff.
Oh, you could. No, I guarantee you. Oh, yes, you could. Yes, you could. People say that.
So.
I did too at first. Yeah. There's been a lot of learning along the way.
You learn all these like dishes like, and then you record it.
Yeah, most well, I mean, there's been a lot of ones that ended up in the trash can. So
I do that too.
Yeah, there you go. So you could do it too. Usually, I will develop a recipe over a few days. Maybe learn how other people do it. Watch videos, look at recipes, and then try to put my own twist on it.
Okay.
What I could do to make it better or at least different, so I'm not ripping off someone else.
Do you have any culinary experience, like from schooling?
No. Going back, I mean, my mom cooked a lot. She's a really good cook, and sometimes I would with her, but not very much. So in college, I was cooking a little bit just for myself. And then once I got married, I started cooking more. Because my wife doesn't like to cook, and I did enjoy
His
it.
His wife doesn't like to cook either.
Nice. Do you do the cooking then?
I do the fun cooking.
Nice, yeah.
I mean, if it's just like, let's make a casserole, like, I don't want to do
that. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll do the fun, like, the barbecuing.
He does the fancy stuff, like, with, like, the good presentation.
Try. Yeah, that
the
makes
nice
it fun.
The nice plating of, the food, I like doing that.
Yeah, that makes it fun. So I have fun cooking, so that's why I do the cooking in the relationship. So I was doing a lot of cooking when we lived in California for about a year after we got married. So I was cooking a little bit then, and then we moved to Oregon, and we lived with my wife's sister and her husband. So I started cooking for them too. So I was felt a little more pressure to make
Perform.
It better,
yeah,
yeah, and try new things. So I was cooking a lot then, and then we moved into a house of our own a couple years ago, and summer came around and she was like, what are you going to do with yourself all summer? Because it was the first summer that I wasn't going to be doing summer school or we weren't moving anywhere or anything like that. So I was just going to have the summer off. So she's like, what are you going to do with yourself? You should start.
She's like, what's your daily plan?
Exactly. Because she was going to work. So it's just going to be me at home. So, and she had mentioned to me before, like, you should record this stuff. You're pretty good at this. So first day of summer, I went out and got a tripod and a really bad ring light that didn't really light up at all, and started recording some videos and put them up on Instagram just for fun, just to pass the time. And it was really fun, I thought, and I wasn't really getting any views or anything or followers, except from family and friends.
You know, your mom has to love it.
Yeah, right? I mean, actually,
moms are the best.
Yeah.
They're
it's funny.
My mom's our super
fan. And then it spreads from there.
My mom won't accept my friend requests on Facebook.
Your mom.
So, she told me that a long time ago that she'll never be friends with her kids on Facebook, but that's okay. She does see them. She does see them from her family. Her family shows her. So
they're like, "Look what Aaron's doing."
Exactly.
She's like, "That's great."
Yeah. So she does see them. So I enjoyed doing that, and it caused me to want to experiment more with it and learn new things, learn new techniques, and try new ingredients, and it was just a lot of fun, and I got better at it and better with the editing, stuff like that, and then started to get some followers, and then I was like, okay, this is really fun.
You're kind of a big deal. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Did you start really hard recipes at the beginning? I mean, were you trying to make the Gordon Ramsay stuff?
No, my first one that I did was a chicken sandwich, because that's what I made a lot of. I made that all the time. Just like an air fried chicken sandwich. Okay. So that's the first thing that I did.
Now I want a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll make that when I get
there
home.
There you go.
But then, yeah, I started just trying new things. Just looking through books or looking on Instagram, seeing what other people were doing and seeing if I thought I could do it too. So it didn't take very long for me to try more difficult things. But with that came a lot of frustration because I didn't really have many of the basic skills that I needed or know how to do some of the more difficult, intricate things. It came along, and I got more comfortable with new ingredients, new techniques, and everything like that. So to where now I can come up with a recipe pretty quickly if I need to. If I haven't in a little bit, I try to get videos out every few days. So if I'm kind of in a bind, I can figure out something that I have on hand to make. So that has been pretty fun too, just, you know, developing that skill.
So do you shoot them yourself? Or
yeah.
You do all of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I thought you had somebody that was helping you with it.
No, it's just on my phone.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It
looks like this whole production, like you like you're shooting it and then you have somebody edit it and all that sort of stuff. I mean, it is a whole production, but you know what I mean.
I do have to move it, like move the camera a lot, which is not ideal.
Okay.
Especially when I'm doing something where I have to, you know, be cutting something up, putting something in the pan at the same time and moving the camera all at the same time. That's not very fun, but it usually works out.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, there's a lot of editing that goes into it, so it looks a lot better afterwards than it does when I'm making it.
But so, you put a lot of content out. I mean, you're like consistently posting all the time, so I just assumed somebody was doing that for you.
No, and it's not, I don't really do anything extra. Like, I'm not messing with the sound or anything like that. I'm just cutting the clips, putting them together. So I'm not doing anything really intricate with the editing. And it's just all on my phone. I just edit it all on Instagram.
And you got the cooking sounds too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do have a little mic in there too.
Which people are into that, apparently.
Exactly.
Like, was that ASMR?
Right.
The sizzling bacon sounds and like the ripping and all that.
Yeah, that was never the goal, but yeah, that I have found that people do like that.
It's like an unintended bonus.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love how you started, we're watching this video right now, I love how you started like naming the stuff, too.
Yeah, this is from, let's say, March 13th. Looks like you're...
Yeah.
What are you making here?
That's a pasta that... is
I've never even touched pasta. I mean,
Angelotti.
You know, that's can like on our KitchenAid thing.
I know.
Yes, like that's
just
what I
hard
use.
To do. I mean, just like it's yeah.
That's see, right there, that looks hard to me. Just boiling the water. I'm the one that puts it on the stove, and I'm like, I'm waiting.
Oh, I do
what's
that
going
too.
On over here, and I walk away, too. And then it's like this much water. I'm like, dang it! Now I gotta start over again.
I could imagine putting this much work into a video, and you get to the end, and it's ruined.
It doesn't happen often, but it does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's like, and my wife would tell you, I don't really stress about anything, but I do get really frustrated when the food doesn't turn out.
Like, and that's put all that effort into
that's
it?
The one thing, like she'll say that there's no stress for me, like food stress.
Like, there's no stress like food stress. You need a shirt that says there's no stress like food stress.
Yeah. It's the one thing that really gets to me. So I've worked on that too, and just being like, you know what, I'd never made that before. It's okay.
Yeah,
but I messed that
it's
up.
Fine.
And you do like worldly culinary stuff from all over. It looks like you're doing like some Asian type recipes. Some Italian.
Yeah. My mom would make a lot of Asian recipes. I'm not really sure why, but that's what we really liked growing up. So that's my favorite. Like Japanese or Korean is my favorite. And same with my wife, so it works out.
I do like panko stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I like panko covered things. Yeah.
So this one, and I think I said it in the caption maybe.
This one's from...
This one I didn't end up liking very much.
Really?
Because I did this thing, I thought I was being cool, by crushing up these noodles and putting them in with the panko. It was actually not good. And I think I said that in the video, that you shouldn't do that.
You should.
It made it...
This was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So there's how it looks and how it tastes.
Right.
Two different things.
Yeah.
And then you end every video by giving your wife whatever you're making. That's the cutest thing ever, by the way.
Thank you.
I love that.
That was the first video I did. I I just decided to do that at the very end when I brought it to her.
Yeah.
And when I brought it to her, she was sleeping on the couch. So I brought it to her and she was like turned the other way, sleeping on the couch. It was pretty funny.
I'm going
to
make a peanut butter jelly sandwich. I'm going to just hand it to my wife. Like, there you go.
That's a good idea. I might do that too.
That's fine. I can do the peanut butter and jelly. I'll be like, Brian, wake up. Brian, wake up. I made you something.
She does that too. Sometimes she'll bring it to me and say, here's food, baby.
Now, yeah. Does she cook also? Like,
yeah, she does, okay. But I usually ask her not to. not because it won't be good, but because I want to cook. You know? Yeah. So she finds things that she wants to cook and she'll make it. She does it well.
I love
it. She doesn't make any food because I want to make it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
there you
that's
go.
The balance in the yeah. relationship.
Just gonna,
yeah.
But I want to make it for you. That's why.
I'd be like, why are you pushing me? Why are you getting me out of the kitchen?
She does cook well. She just doesn't like me to be right there when she's doing it.
Like hovering?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
is it because you're a star now and she's like worried about you, like seeing all the.
I don't know. sometimes I see her doing something and I'm like, oh, you could do
Ooh,
it. You could
you
do
sure
it
about that?
This way, but that's not really a good idea for me to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. I yeah. always tell Brian that I'm like, I'll come up with an idea and then you just want to come like jazz it up and then I'm angry. Because yeah. I'm like, I had this idea, like yeah. it was going to be great. And then he's like, that's great. Let me make it better. And I'm like, never mind. So, your name. How'd you come up with that?
So, Mr. Whole Milk.
Yeah.
That came from my first year teaching here.
Okay.
We were outside at recess, my class, and fourth grade was out there too. So, Miss Butzer was out there.
Yeah.
And one of her kids came up to me and asked, what's your name? And she just shouted out, Mr. Whole Milk. Instead of Whole Crap, she said, it's Whole Milk. And he was like, really? Your name's Whole Milk?
He's like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, it's Whole Milk. And I was like, okay, yes, it is Whole Milk.
Seriously?
It's Mr. Whole Milk.
That's awesome.
So she had a few of her kids thinking that was actually my name. And then her whole class was saying it. And then...
It just stuck.
You can get worse names.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny. Then, yeah, that's what her class was calling me. And then her classes after that have also called me that. So there's still several kids in the school who call me Mr. Whole Milk instead
so
of Mr.
Whole
Craft.
So it's just living on forever. So yeah. How long have you been teaching?
This is my fourth year teaching overall.
Is it fourth year already?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is third year here, though.
Okay.
So I taught 1 year in California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All same grade level? Or
yes.
It, yeah.
I did all first grade. My student teaching was all in first grade, too. So I wouldn't know how to do anything else. So if they asked me to do anything else, I don't know. What I would do.
Are you going to do any sort of cooking with your students ever? Or do you
ever? I have not. Okay. People have asked me to do something like maybe something in the summer with cooking. And I've thought about
that'd be fun.
That'd be pretty fun. I wouldn't know how to set that up, but that would be something that I would like to look into.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like maybe a couple week thing.
Yeah.
For the kids.
The kids are going to come out like culinary experts.
Yeah. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids can teach me then. So.
Yeah, there you go.
This is how you boil water.
There you go.
Are you surprised with the reach that you get with us when you first started doing it?
Yeah, eventually, yeah. So at first there I wasn't really getting much at all. I think around February or March of last year was when I started getting more followers, and most of the videos were getting pretty big. Like March, April, May is when I'd say like 80% of my followers came on. So
of last year?
Yeah, of last year.
Okay.
Yeah. So not really much since then, but it was very surprising to me.
So did it just kind of like continuously grow
very
organically?
Or? Yeah, it was like little by little, and then a few videos kind of made it really pop.
Okay.
Yeah, some videos went viral, I guess you could say, and then got a lot of followers from that.
Because you really have a process down on your filming technique, mm-hmm. and it's very to the point, but you see the whole all the steps,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then you know, I mean, food things, people just eat it up.
No pun intended.
Yeah. I mean, people love it, like especially you know if they're at work and they're on their break, they scroll through, they look at food, like oh, now I'm hungry. And then on the opposite side of that, it would be like the Indian street vendors. People love watching those guys cook,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
sitting there just watching them.
That's a whole different side over there. It's with some of that cooking, because it's like, oh man, that looks really, because they're like throwing all kinds of stuff in
right.
there.
Yeah.
It gets a little crazy with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to keep it not like, I mean, some of them get a little wild, but not really. I try to keep it usually traditional. Yeah. But then sometimes I do try to make something completely my own, like something like this, like a steak sandwich. There's so much you can do with it that I try to make that all my own. But then there are things like, if you're making like something Italian, like you better be, no matter what you do, there'll be a lot of
comments.
Are you going to say you get trolls?
Yes. When you make Italian food, you're going to get a lot of comments.
That's not how my grandma makes the sauce.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you don't make it like their family,
what do they call
it?
A gravy or no, Italian. Is it sauce that they do? No.
It's like I think they call it gravy. I mean, they do call it sauce, yeah. But there's some other, like, a gravy.
Just any Italian food. If you don't do it like their family did it, then it's going to be wrong. But that's okay. I understand that. Got to respect that. But,
yeah.
Like, a few videos ago, I did bolognese. So it's just a meat sauce. And it was really good. Like, but I did get some comments on that one, like, that's not bolognese. I'm like, okay, why is it not? You put mushrooms in it. Okay.
You're like, it's a variation.
I tried to be just a little bit different. I'm sorry for offending you, but it was good. I promise it was good. Yeah.
It's an organ fusion.
It's an organ fusion. So I also started seeing and looking at, like I said, I think I told you before, my kids will sit there and just like scroll.
Nice.
Yeah. And so I'm like, are you watching Mr. Wholecraft cook again? They're like, maybe. I'm like,
you know, okay. Some of the stuff they scroll through, like, what are you looking at over there? But, you know, it's nice to have something a little bit more like, you know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. They love it. Yeah. They love it. But I started seeing that you have like people sending you stuff now to cook on your channel.
Yeah. That's been really fun.
Yeah.
Actually. Yeah. So sometimes it's paid. Sometimes they're just sending me something to put in a video.
Is it kind of like HelloFresh? They send you the ingredients, that type thing? Or?
No, so it's been a lot of different things. So sometimes it's ingredients like maybe like a spice or maybe the meat, like maybe a company that does subscription boxes for meat, and they'll send me some steaks to use, or a seafood company that'll send me some things to use in my video. Or it'll be things like knives or pans, stuff like that, which That's has been awesome. Fun. Yeah. We have too many pans now, which is not something I thought
like,
would be happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously, my wife is like, we don't have room for that.
So how does that work? They contact you, or they all of a sudden you just go to the mail and you've got a set of pans?
Either they contact me or I reach out to them.
Okay.
So earlier on, it was me reaching out to different companies to see what I could do, because it does take a lot of my time and money. For the food and everything.
Yeah.
So I was like, I should try to get paid for this a little bit, or at least get a few things out of it. So I started reaching out to companies, and, you know, out of every 30 emails I would write, I'd get one back. I was surprised. I mean, that was when I had a very small following too. I was surprised. They're pretty like, yeah, sure. Here you go. Here's something that's $300 that you can have for free. Like, really, you can just like, give that
That's
away.
Crazy.
Is it based on they really like the video, or is it based on like, how many followers does this guy have?
Yeah. So like one, like a knife company that I reached out to when I had like 10,000 followers, they're like, we love your videos, but can you reach out to us if
like,
you get
come
to
back
25?
When you have...
Yeah, they did. I was like, all right, I guess I will.
Challenge accepted.
And luckily that was in when I was growing pretty fast.
Yeah.
So then it was like
a week later you're
that
like,
I was
hello,
like, hey.
It's me again.
So I got the 25K. Can we do this? They're like, yeah, we can. And then as the following got bigger, then some companies reached out to me, and I've gotten some paid promotions and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many followers do you have right now?
It's about 70, I think.
You have 70? Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So I actually found your paid, what do you call it on Instagram? Is it channel?
A page.
Okay, yeah. I found it... kind of on accident. I was actually, so like at the school, like, you know, each of the classrooms have like the thing that you follow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was looking for yours when Savannah was in your class, and I think I found it, but then it was like right below. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, that looks like him too. And so I clicked on it and I'm like, oh my gosh, he's a foodie. Like, look at this. Yeah. It's amazing.
You know, that reminds me of another thing that caused me to get into this was that at the end of, so I started this in the summer of 2022.
Okay.
I think. So at the very end of that school year, my regular page got hacked. So I had an Instagram page.
Like your personal page?
Yeah, I had a page for like 6 years probably, and it got hacked, and I couldn't get into it. Like, I was locked out of it, and I tried everything to get back into it. Yeah. Aww. So then that, I like just didn't have an Instagram anymore. So I was like, that was another thing. I was like, okay, we can start this new one and do this. So I wonder if you saw that one too, because there's another Aaron Holcraft page.
I think I saw that. There was like three of them, I feel
like. But then that one's probably just selling you like crypto or something.
So I shouldn't have sent the bank information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I got a bunch of texts that day like, hey, are you like selling something new? I was like, no. I got hacked. You turned into a Nigerian prince. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I'm supposed to deposit this check and then send you the money and then you're going to give me 10%.
Yeah. Wow. It was a disaster.
Very cool. So what are kind of your goals for your page, or do you have goals for your page?
Yeah. Right now is just, followers wise, I hope to get to 100.
Yeah.
And go from there. It's been pretty slow lately, but it goes in phases. So eventually trying to make, more of a living off of it. It's not to say I'm done with teaching. I'm not
I was
going to
say,
I'm not.
You're like,
I'm not
going
starting
anywhere.
Anything like that. I have.
You heard
I am
her
planning
first,
on coming back. Yeah, so eventually trying to make more of a living off of it. And then maybe going into more long form videos, YouTube and stuff like that. But like I said before, I just use my phone right now and don't have much knowledge for videography and stuff like that. So. That would be something that I would need to learn to get into that. Trying to make it a full-time thing.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you plan on doing any like classes or anything like that, or teaching people, or?
Not at the moment.
No.
But that would be something that I'd be.
I mean, teaching's in your blood.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Exactly. So that would be something I would eventually be willing to do. Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So how do you come up with what you're gonna cook?
So it depends. Sometimes, like right now, I have nothing on my mind to cook. Like tomorrow, I should shoot tomorrow. So tonight I'll go home and I'll just look around on Instagram and see something that looks good. And then see if it's something that's a traditional recipe or something that they just came up with on their own. And then try to put a spin on it. See if I can make it better. Or if it just kind of spark something, like if it's a sandwich and spark something, I can use a different meat or a different sauce on it, something to make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
And then go from there. Or if I have a lot of time, like on a weekend, if we're not doing anything, I'll sit down and really think about it and see if something pops in my head, or I'll go through some books. I love cookbooks and like culinary school books.
Mm-hmm.
See if anything like that spark something.
Do you ever have people send you like suggestions?
Like
you should make this.
Yeah. There's been a few times where I've like on my story, I'll say, what should I make this week? And people give really good suggestions. So I've made a few of those.
You collaborate. Do you like collaborate with other, like chefs
products.
Or anything?
I have not. Oh. No, I have not yet. That would be something that I would love to do eventually.
Yeah.
That is something that's kind of trending right now in the, like in these cooking videos, like big names collabing with other big names.
Like they fly out from the other side of the country.
Yeah, they do. Oh, wow. They do. Or if they're just like going on vacation or, they'll hook up with different influencers. Like some people I follow, like if they're in New York and they're going on vacation in LA, they'll find those big influencers that are out there.
Okay.
And collaborate with them. It's pretty fun to watch, actually.
So does that mean that like you take over? What does it mean to collaborate then on it?
Like,
you
sound like a dummy. But... on the same video.
They would make a recipe together.
Okay.
They would make a cooking video together, usually in one of their styles.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of share it with, you know, like, like the collaborate button on, like, Instagram.
Right, exactly.
I've never used it before, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I see it's there, but I'm, like, afraid of, like, who wants to work with me?
That's awesome. So, like, along with this, I mean, are you hoping to scale it up to, like, more of, like a food truck or your restaurant or something like that?
It's something I've thought about.
Yeah.
But it hasn't gone much more than a thought right now. I'm thinking this summer is going to be a time where I can really think about that stuff and maybe try to make a plan for the future. Right now, it's just so much going on with work, and then doing this as well leaves no time. Yeah. But hopefully someday I'll figure out something else to do with it other than just putting out the videos. Like, it's great right now. But I do hope to do something else with it.
Eventually. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's working.
Yeah.
So it's just, is it just keep climbing up as far as followers?
Yeah. Hopefully this is just a step.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Instagram is pretty much the best thing that a business can do.
I know. And it's free.
It's huge. Exactly. Yeah. It's huge for businesses. So if I could start a business, I don't know what it would be. But having a big following would be a great start.
And which platform do you think is like your go? Is it Instagram?
Instagram for sure. Yeah. Following on TikTok and YouTube is much smaller.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure. Not really sure why. Yeah. Especially with TikTok, because usually people are bigger on TikTok than they are on Instagram.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
It's kind of interesting how you can take like a post and it does really well on one platform, and you're like, well, it's the same type of audience. I should just post over here, and then it just tanks.
Right.
Or, like, I don't know. I was listening today to a training, and it was talking about, like, the different platforms and how Facebook is, like, basically, like, pay to play. Like, if you want people to like your stuff, you have to, like, invest some money into it.
Oh, yeah, especially businesses.
Yeah. And so, like, how Instagram, for anybody that's trying to grow just, like, a natural following and really, like, get the most reach and put stuff out just at no cost. I mean, Instagram's like kind of where it's at right now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, Instagram is like, if you make good videos, it's going to get out there eventually, you know, which is cool, you know. And there's a lot of people that I follow who have or had a very small following, but I was like, their videos are really good.
Yeah.
Like, the food looks great. Their videography is great. Their editing is great. Like, why do they not have, you know, 100,000 followers? Then a few days later they do. You know, like, and so that's just how it goes on Instagram. Like, eventually, if you're putting out something that's high quality, it's going to get out there eventually, which I think is really cool.
So if you open up, I mean, if a new platform comes in, do you start fresh or do you go back through your first post and you start doing it that way?
Well, like YouTube, I started later.
Yeah.
And I just started where I was at. I didn't pull the videos from before.
Okay.
I just started where I was at. So.
What do you wish you would have known when you started?
That's a good question. I think how, like, not, it is time consuming, but it's like, it takes a lot out of me sometimes, just like hoping that a video is going to do well, you know, or the frustration when one doesn't. And
you think it's going to be that one that everybody's going to love this.
Exactly. Like, this
took me so long to edit this one, it gets tanked.
That's usually how it goes too.
Isn't that so frustrating?
Yeah, the longer videos are the ones that take a lot longer, usually for whatever reason, don't do as well. But so I wasn't really ready for that, cause I started it as something just for fun.
Yeah.
But it quickly turned into like, oh, why didn't that one, this one did so good. Why didn't this one?
Yeah.
Or I was like, I had a few, do well, so I was like, okay, here we go, I'm doing well now. And then a few that didn't, so I'm like, what is going on here?
It's like an emotional roller coaster.
It really is. So like right now, like, my reach hasn't been as good as it was before last summer.
Okay.
So I'm trying to get into that mindset, like, it'll come back, and if it doesn't, oh well.
Is it like, you keywords know? Hashtags, or is it
just, it's always changing stuff?
Yeah,
like the Instagram algorithm is changing like every month. So I can't figure it out. But also I'm trying to not figure it out now. Like before, I was like, exactly. I'm trying not to overthink it and just be like, just going to keep going and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
So I wish I would have known how, like emotionally taxing it can be. Even it doesn't seem like it should be, but, and it really,
I'm exhausted after watching it. I'm just saying, like, I'm like, man, that took a lot out of me.
Well, that's good. I think,
35 seconds,
but yeah. And, yeah, just how much time everything takes.
Because, I mean, we see it for like 30 seconds, but
right.
That meal,
right.
The
probably
prep
took
time,
hours.
Yeah, usually, yeah. So I think what I would have wanted to know, or at least tell myself back then, was just like to enjoy it for what it is, which is the food.
Yeah.
You know, because it's enabled me to make good food most nights for me and my wife. And that's pretty special, I think, for our relationship. So just keeping that as, you know, the most important is that I get to make food for our family. So.
That's awesome. What would you tell somebody if they were starting to, like, make a page similar to yours?
I would say just make it your own. Don't start copying what everyone else is doing, because there are a lot of people who do that, who will start their page and just do the same kind of editing, same recipes, same trends, and it just gets old.
Mm-hmm.
So make it your own, find your own style, make your own food. And then, like I was saying before, like it does get frustrating at times. So keeping it in perspective, and just that, like, don't expect too much out of it, because it's not, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people who are trying to do it, and it's so saturated now. Mm-hmm. Even from 2 years ago when I started to now, like, there's so many.
Yeah.
Like, I see so many new pages every day. So not expecting, like, to be humble about it. And just because you make a good video doesn't mean that it's going to be big or going to go viral. But if it's something that you want to do, you should do it. Because,
passion for it.
Yeah, because it is possible, you know, and it's a great way to make a little bit on the side, or just do something for fun if you have the extra time. So, yeah, I'd say it gets frustrating, so stick with it, but also be humble about it, and don't feel entitled to the views and stuff like that just because you make a good video.
They can get in your head.
Yeah, it's hard for a lot of people, because you post something like, and you're sitting there waiting for, mm-hmm. like, did someone like it? How many people looked at it? And, like, you don't get any likes for it. And then you're like, well, why did I do that? You're supposed to have done it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's because you enjoy doing what you're doing. And then if you get a couple of key people that know you that like it, then that mm-hmm. was the whole point. But if someone from the other side of the world likes it, what did you get out of that?
Right. Yeah. I saw something earlier in the year. Something like my video only got 50 likes or something. But if 50 people that I knew came up to me and said, I liked that video, that would mean so much.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's a good perspective.
Same with negative comments, right? If you have like 100 likes on a video and you get one negative comment, that can easily bring you down, but you got to think about it. Like, one out of 100 people had something this negative to say about it. Also seeing those likes, not like they're real people, but they don't know you. Right. So,
it's artificial.
I usually get more excited when I see someone in my family like the video than someone I don't know. So that keeps it in good perspective too.
Have you ever had anybody start following you that you're like, oh my gosh, this is it. It's happening.
Sometimes other influencers will follow me
that's awesome.
I followed before, which has been cool. Other than that, not really. Michael B. Jordan liked a video of mine one time, and
Michael
I was like,
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
I got super excited. That.
I did screenshot that for sure.
You're like, in case anybody was wondering.
Exactly. Yeah. I was with my wife's family at the time, and I was like, oh, Michael B. Jordan just liked a video of mine. And my father-in-law was like, Michael Jordan? He's like, no, not Michael Jordan.
Just say yes. Just say
Michael
yep.
B. It Jordan. Michael B. Jordan. He's like, oh, I don't know who that is. That's fine. But yeah. other than that, no. But I do like when other influencers follow me that I have followed before, maybe have taken some things from or taken some tips from and stuff like that, or that I find inspiration from.
Have you had anybody try to copy any of your stuff at all?
No.
No?
No. No.
Like share it on their own page and then they get more likes than you
got. Right, no, no, I haven't.
Oh, that would make me sad.
I haven't seen it. No, that hasn't happened. There are like some pages out there that just post other creators' videos, but they ask permission usually or good. Tag me in it. So it's a win-win.
That's good.
I was watching or listening to something talking about the profile of the social media viewer and how... kind of like what you're talking about, like the likes are starting to go down. Mm-hmm. And they're saying that the hardest thing is that we've been almost conditioned to, it's like that feel good factor, like, oh, 5,000 people liked what I posted or 500 or whatever the number is. But the profile of the social media viewer has changed and people are now like, he's like, people almost have like lazy thumbs. They're tired of clicking like on everything. Mm-hmm. So now you have to like switch it to, okay, how many views did it get? How many impressions? And so it's just a different way of looking at it because he's like, think how often you're actually like scrolling and you're like, oh, that was great. Next. Yeah. Oh, that was great. Next. And so
it's like, okay, it's a 30-second video and we kept someone on there for 25 seconds. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if it's like 1 second, you know, they just scroll right past, they didn't even see anything.
Yeah. And that's a metric that Instagram uses now, and you can see on your insights is the average watch time of the video. And it so like mine, if I have like more than half the video they're watching, that feels pretty good. Because usually, I mean, people are watching for like 10 seconds or less.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it is different. Like sometimes the views are really high and the likes aren't, or the likes are really high and the views aren't, or like the shares are really high and I have like one comment, stuff like that. It's really,
it's all over
it's
the
impossible
place
to figure out. So it's like, I've just tried to not try to figure out.
Yeah. You know? It almost seems like the harder you try to figure it out, like the more it tanks.
The more it tanks and the more, experience. It gets more frustrating and it kind of takes the joy out of it.
Yeah.
And that's usually what I've seen is when I am more, more relaxed or more, just like whatever happens.
Like the pressure.
It does better. You know, when I'm trying to force it or hit a deadline or have a goal or like I hope this gets 1,000 likes. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know? And that I don't know what that means, but it's very humbling. Like it's constantly like you have the highs and the lows. Probably more lows than highs. So I don't know.
Do you post and forget? You just click it and then you walk
away? No, I wish I could.
He just started to refresh over and over.
Honestly, if I'm not doing anything, if I'm not busy, that's when it's dangerous for me. I'm like every 5 minutes, I'm looking like how many more
I only
likes?
Got two more.
Yeah, exactly. But then
nobody likes me.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's where it gets a little bit dangerous for my psyche.
Yeah.
You know, where that can be more time consuming than actually making the video.
Because when you get to a certain level, too, it's like if you're pretty small, it's like, hey, like 5 people like my stuff. I'm happy with that. But when you get to your level, it's like you're not happy unless 1,000 people like. And then when you get to another level, it just keeps growing from there. And so you're never quite reaching that height of happiness because it's all the metric keeps going up.
Yeah, and I try to think about that too a lot. When I had like 100 followers and I was like, oh, I just want to get to 500. And then I wanted to get to 1,000, then 10,000. I was like, it would be sweet if I got to 25. And I did. But then I didn't really feel any different than when I was at 10. Yeah. You know, and
that's interesting.
So now I'm like, well, I know I'm not going to, like, I hope to get to 100,000 because I think it will open a few more opportunities for me, like promotion wise or maybe collaboration wise. But now I'm at the point where I know I'm not going to feel better. Like I'm not going to be a happier person just because I have more followers, you know. Now it's more of a goal just like business wise.
Sure.
So I've tried to keep that in perspective and I don't always do a good job of that. I'm just trying to remember where I started and what I felt like then when I was really happy, like you said, really happy with 50 likes, or just like my family liking it. And that was really cool. But then, you know, just like our nature, we want more and more and more, mm-hmm. and it never stops. So I often have to think back to that, to keep me from getting frustrated. And like I said, I don't always do a very good job of that.
It's hard.
It is. Yeah, it is hard. But it's something I think that if I didn't do, I'd go crazy or not be a joy to be around.
Like a happy person.
Yeah,
anymore.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We were, we had somebody in here that we were talking to a couple weeks ago, and off camera, we started talking about how I had posted this like random video around Christmas time. And it was just talking about like moms, like during the holidays and like the two different personalities that we have, like everything's great. And I'm like, I'm losing my mind. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. And I post it. And all of a sudden I'm like, it started growing and growing. And it wound up getting to like 6 million views on it. And
you're
I was, like, yeah. And it was like the most random thing. And I was like, oh my gosh. And it was this weird, like inflated, like, oh my gosh, like everybody must love me sort of thing. And then the next thing it was like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is garbage. I'm never doing this again. I'm never posting it. Instagram
is dead.
It's like winning
the lottery sometimes. It's like you post something out there and it's like, you barely threw it together and it goes crazy. And then like you were saying, like all the stuff you kind of put your heart into, it's like someone like
it's like rejection
blacklist you like oh this is way too good, we gotta like bury this and like
right.
you know show people just all the garbage videos out there.
Yeah it is kind of like rejection. That is what it feels like sometimes when a video tanks that you took a lot of time with and like you said poured your heart into is something that you really care about or like really had a good time with and put a lot of time into, it does feel like rejection. But then like
it feels personal.
It does feel personal, and that's it's hard to not think that it is, but, like every time one of mine tanks, if I think like that, like I can usually catch myself now when I start thinking like that, when I start thinking like I should have this many views, like I deserve that.
Yeah.
It's when I have to catch myself and be like, you don't deserve that. Like this is like, if people didn't like it, they didn't like it, you know,
you're going to live.
Right.
You're
exactly.
Gonna be okay.
Like this, that's again, like going back to like, why am I doing this? I'm doing it because it's fun and I get to learn how to make food and we get to eat well, you know? It's always about just coming back to why we're doing it.
It's good perspective.
So you say, your videos have evolved a little bit over time. Where do you see that going? I know you're talking about doing like full length videos as far as almost like a full length cooking.
Yeah. Like I said, hopefully like full length, more like tutorial videos where I'm actually talking. I don't talk in my videos right now. I've tried it a few times, but I can't stand hearing myself talk.
listen to the podcast.
Right? I know. I will listen to the podcast. I will. I'll just listen to you guys talk. I'll skip all the parts where I'm talking. So I've tried that a few times, but it's kind of a comfort thing right now. Just making the videos, usually the most of my face you'll see is like right here. So trying to get out of my comfort zone a little bit with that will help. But then other things like learning more with videography, sound, stuff like that, editing on a computer and not just on my phone.
Yeah.
Getting a camera. I just have my phone. Figuring out stuff like that will be a big step. And that's kind of where the promotion stuff and getting paid will help, as I can put some of that towards learning and then some equipment. So hopefully this summer I'll try some of that and just see how it goes, see if I like it, see if it's something worth doing. Since the beginning, like if you were to watch my first few videos, it does look a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
Just my editing has gotten better, lighting has gotten better, new phone makes a big difference. Stuff like that. So, I'll just try to keep learning. I think that's the biggest thing for me is just,
as long as you enjoy it still.
Exactly. I don't want to make it like another full-time job. Like maybe someday it will be a full-time job, but I don't want two full-time jobs right now. To where I think if I was doing the YouTube stuff and full-length videos and, all that, it would become, it would take all my time.
I saw this video. It was someone post. They were like zooming in. They're showing like a influencer at a restaurant. And he's got his plate up, and he's like, he's smiling. He's doing his thing. And all of a sudden, the guy stops recording. He puts the plate down. He just looks totally like wiped out.
I think I saw that too.
There's two versions that is going on. He looks like he just hates his job. That's his job, is to sit there and like, he's got his online persona, and then his real persona is he hates probably doing what he's doing.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? What social media does though. It's like it gets in your head, and it's like I feel like we've been conditioned to like you have to do things a certain way, you have to look a certain way, you have to sound, and then all of a sudden you become very critical about everything that you're doing.
Yeah.
Where it didn't used to be like that.
Yeah, and I want to be real too, you know. So that's another, like, on Instagram you'll see like really highly edited videos, and it's really cool, and they're doing a lot of special stuff, where I'm just shooting, editing, and, you know, cutting the clips and showing what I'm doing, without making a whole production. Which is not taking away from people who do a whole production for their food. It looks awesome, and it's really impressive. But that's something I've been okay with not doing.
So you don't have a staff of people preparing all the food, then you...
I thought he had people helping him and everything.
So just trying to be real, and then, trying to, you know, keep it something that I like doing. I don't want to, like you said, like, getting off camera and then being... you know, exhausted or grumpy about it. I want it to be something that still brings me joy and brings our family joy. So, and then, like you said, being critical of other things, that's another, like, people will ask me like, oh, you probably, this probably won't be as good to you anymore. Like if we go to a restaurant, you know, like, what do you think of this? And I'm like, this is really good food. Like, yeah. I have not changed at all. Like I'm not picky at all. Yeah. You know, like, I love making food, but I also love going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm always craving McDonald's or Chick-fil-A or anything. So, yeah. I don't want to be someone who's critical of things either.
Like, they bring out the food and you're like, show me your following. Exactly. I need to see your Instagram credentials.
Yeah, no way. No way.
I love it.
That's funny. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, like, chefs that are like that, too. You know, they get tired of eating like super rich, you know, like, or they get tired of their own food, their own restaurant. So going outside what they already know, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Or even when my wife cooks, it tastes great to me. Like sometimes I'll make something and I'm like maybe sick of the smell of it, 'cause I've been around it so long, or I've been eating it as I've been going along, to where I'm finished and I give her the food and I don't even want to eat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she cooks, it tastes great. You know,
because you don't have to do anything.
Exactly. Or it's just not me doing it. So it just tastes better. I don't know.
Have you had to scale up what you make? It's like family or friends like, hey, why don't you come over and like make food for everybody?
Not very often, but like holidays now,
yeah.
I do the cooking. Or like my mother-in-law's birthday.
You
I
do Thanksgiving? Do the
cooking. Yep.
Yeah.
You can come cook at our house.
I will.
Yeah.
I
will.
Yeah. I usually have to get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Cook 2 different turkeys because half the family doesn't like the smoked turkey.
Oh, okay.
So I got to do a smoked turkey, and then I got to do an oven-baked turkey, and then...
We have a big group, though.
That's impressive, though.
Yeah.
Two turkeys.
Yeah.
Do one on the smoker and one on the oven.
If one is ruined, then we still have the other one.
There you go. Yeah, so holidays I've done now. And then, sometimes when family comes over, I'll do some cooking. Hasn't been a whole lot though. I don't have, my family's not around. My wife's family is, so I'll cook for them sometimes, and then sometimes friends from work.
And then you're going to come over and cook for people as a, you know, in-home chef type thing. Rent a chef.
I have thought about that. That's something that, does sound good to me.
Yeah.
Something that I would like to look into, or I have looked into.
Like a catering type thing?
More like just like a personal chef.
Okay.
That'd
be awesome.
As in like a long-term thing for a family, or like you said, like rent a chef. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, rent me for a day.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we've got a hot plate and a microwave, and so go ahead and
do your thing. That's all I need.
Yeah, that's something that I would that interests me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look into that in the summer.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're going to be following you and seeing you get to the 100,000.
All right.
I can't wait. Now I have a little more
inspiration.
You're going to throw a little 100,000 party or celebration?
Yeah, for sure. Right. That'd be awesome. I'll make a special meal.
I love it.
Okay, so everybody can find you on Instagram, and then your Instagram handle is?
It is Mr.WholeMilkEats.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it has your links, like a link tree? On there to everything else.
I need to update that, but yes.
And then can they find you on TikTok and YouTube?
TikTok and YouTube is the same.
Okay. Yeah,
same hand.
Consistent across the board.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay. We can't wait to see what you do and see what this evolves into.
Thank you. I was very excited to be here. This was great.
Right. I love it.
All right.
Love it.
Well, we'll see you at school sometime.
All right. Sounds good.